Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Station. We are ready for the event.
As the International Space Station passed over South Sudan, hundreds of Chapel Hill Carborough City School students sat in the Chapel Hill High Auditorium on Wednesday morning. The live broadcast from around 250 miles above Earth's surface featured NASA astronaut Frank Rubio and European Space Agency astronaut Andreas Mogensen answering questions taped by CHCCS students and transmitted to the spacecraft. Over the course of 20 minutes, Rubio and Mogensen responded to requests to describe what being in space is like, what they do for work on the ISS, and what they do for fun. That included a demonstration of how they eat, like catching M&Ms in zero gravity.
So on the one hand, you get to play with your food in space, which is a lot of fun.
Mike Woods is the Curriculum and Instructional Management Coordinator at CHCCS. He helped coordinate the district's participation in the broadcast, which took several months to enter and then gather students' responses for.
NASA sends out an application process. It is a competitive process. We were one of the few that were selected based on things that we included, such as our focus on STEM, particularly in our CTE department, but really across the district.
The call was just part of a morning-long event held by CHCCS to celebrate and uplift careers in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math. Before the NASA downlink, students gathered outside under tents set up with booths of different classes in the district's CTE program or other nearby employers whose industries rely on STEM. Woods said the specific students chosen to send in questions to NASA for the astronauts' call were picked in part based on their own connections to STEM subjects.
There was competitions within schools. There were certain grade levels that were, you know, included. Maybe it was based on something they're studying, like Earth and space or something of that nature.
As part of the lead up to the call, the students in attendance also got to hear from a more local example of success in STEM. Christine Onuoha, who graduated from East Chapel Hill High School this past summer, spoke about her research done during high school, which earned national recognition. Onuoha won the Genes in Space competition in 2022, submitting a project on studying how and why telomeres and strands of DNA lengthen in space. She beat more than 1,000 other applicants and saw her project blast off up to the ISS in June. Onuoha, who is now a biochemistry major at UNC, said she began becoming interested in science by doing water ecology and being driven to find answers to specific questions. She said she hoped the CHCCS students might have felt the same way hearing from the live astronauts.
I think it like just helped them feel more like seen in science because they got to ask the questions and then those questions got answered. So that's really something that really just motivates students to, you know, dive deeper into science and imagine themselves in like the place of the astronauts, like, oh, that could be me.
With Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools working to inform students that STEM classes, resources, and jobs are available to everyone, Woods says he hopes the call will help inspire the students to be anything they want to be. Onuoha echoed that, saying a key way to follow dreams is keeping up the excitement those kids showed on Wednesday during the astronauts' broadcast.
So to anyone just curious about how to get more involved in science, I just say, like, pursue any opportunity around you to do so. You never know what you might really like, and so just take every opportunity you can.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.